Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today we're talking on a big topic, really, and it's about unanswered prayers. How when we pray for things in our lives, there are times where we don't have our prayers answered.
Or we feel we don't have our prayers answered.
Yeah.
Our perception.
And it's hard when we don't have unanswered prayers because often the things that can be unanswered are big things that we might really, really want. One of the examples I gave and I've shared before is that I have one child, but I would have loved and still love to have more children. And I've prayed many, many times for more children and so far that hasn't happened. Or I shared the story of sadly a friend of ours who recently passed away and we knew they were sick. And we prayed. We prayed and prayed and prayed.
Yeah, we did.
But sadly, they still died. And so why does God allow these prayers that are significant, big prayers in our lives that mean a lot to us, why does he let them go unanswered? And the scripture that I shared that really spoke to me was in Luke 22, verse 42, where it's Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying to God and he says, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And this is a prayer of Jesus and his prayer is, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." His prayer is not answered. His prayer, which was, "God, I don't want to die," essentially, God chose not to answer that prayer. And when I thought of that scripture in that way, I was, I suppose, just wowed by that, that God didn't answer his own son's prayer in the way that he would have asked.
Yeah. And we know the reason is because if Jesus had not died for us, his glory would not have been seen.
Mm.
But more than that, we would not have eternal life, be offered eternal life.
Mm.
We'd be separated permanently from God, all mankind.
Mm.
And even though as a human, Jesus asked God the Father to take the cup away, he then surrendered to God's will and followed through because it was the perfect plan.
Mm.
And I guess that is the consolation we lean in on
when
why don't you answer it, Lord, what's wrong with me? You know, why can't I have children and other people can? And I can't give you the answer to that, but I do know God's heart. And God's heart is, I want good for you and I want glory to be seen in your life, and for some purpose other than maybe we never know till we're in heaven, this is the way I've chosen it to be.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it doesn't make it hard.
Oh, no.
You know, and there might not be pain in that because there is. But if I lean into that, like you said, leaning into that God has the bigger picture.
Yeah, I often see it as a puzzle piece, a whole puzzle. Remember when you put the puzzle pieces out on the table and you're separating, you know, the white things that look like flowers all together and then something else and something else. But there's always some pieces that go, oh my goodness, where does this one fit?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's our unanswered prayers.
Mm.
Where does this one fit? It to me, it should fit in with the flowers, but it ends up it's not. It fits in with something else or it goes to the flowers, but you never knew it was going to be there. And it's like, because God's got the perfect picture and he's not just looking at our lives, he's interplaying everybody's lives.
A thought I had, and I'm not sure if you can answer this because I can't answer it on the spot, but have you ever prayed for something and then looked back on your life and thought, thank goodness God didn't give me that?
No, but my husband has said that.
Mm.
Bruce has said there was a few girls that he was going out with as friends at first before he met me. And he thought, yeah, Lord, maybe, you know, this is the one. I pray that this, you know, girl likes me, et cetera, et cetera. And looking back, it just happened that, not that they didn't like him, but it wasn't going to go any further than just being a friend. Looking back, he goes, thank goodness God didn't get me to choose them or we were together, because it just wouldn't have fitted. It was wrong. I was attracted to the outside of the person, but not necessarily the right match inside.
So really, we should pray as Jesus prayed, to pray, not my will, but yours be done. Because ultimately...
Well, we can still pray for the prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jesus did. Take this cup away from me if it is your will. And that's, even if we don't sometimes say that ending on the end, hopefully that, as a Christian, that is our heart.
And then I think that God transforms our hearts. So even if we don't get that prayer, God is doing something else in us, which is hard to sometimes
see. No, I actually have a prime example. Because I journal, and I've journaled even before I got married. And I remember especially the change in me, I noticed it. When I would, because I would write in my journal sometimes, I'm frustrated with my husband because we've just had an argument about, you know, such and such. Made it very broad because it's, you know, personal. But I use my journal like a diary to God in many ways. I write down things that inspire me, or my prayers. And I was going, Lord, why don't you change him? Why don't you change him? He's got to see my point of view. And I noticed over the years, it got to the point where, Lord, would you change my heart? Not change Bruce.
Yeah.
Would you change my heart so that I can accept Bruce where he is, so that I can be more loving and receptive? And I noticed by reading back over some, I went, oh, my goodness, God has transformed your me. I'm not saying he didn't transform Bruce as well, but he transformed my attitude and me, so that I was then leaning into God more and asking God to make me more loving, more kind, more receptive, more whatever.
I shared in the heartbeat from the Catechism a paragraph 2737 that says this: do not be troubled if you do not immediately receive from God what you ask him, for he desires to do something even greater for you while you cling to him in prayer.
What scripture was that?
No, it's paragraph 2737 from the Catechism.
Oh, yes.
But what I particularly like about it is, one, he's doing something greater in you, like if you don't immediately receive what you ask for. But the next bit is, while you cling to him in prayer. Like, we should continue to cling to God in prayer.
It's the leaning in.
And go to him.
Yeah.
Even when our prayers are unanswered, and even if they're going to be unanswered, you know, even if God's not going to answer what you really want, we should still go to him. And like, as you can hear, it still doesn't mean it's not hard. But the trust of he has the perfect plan, and he will continue, like you shared, to change your heart to be more like his. And to be more loving to others who are going through something similar.
So we also got to see, the picture on earth isn't the whole picture.
Yeah.
The picture on earth is only a part of our life. And for us to be with, yes, Jesus has saved us and redeemed us by the resurrection and given us the chance to have eternal life. But for us to actually be in eternity with the Lord, we need to be holy. We need to be purified, because God can only have purity within himself.
Yeah.
And we are going to be part of himself. It's part of his family.
Yeah.
And so one day, to get to heaven, we need to be purified. And I think sometimes God then allows things to happen in our lives on earth so we are purified more to be ready for the whole eternal life in heaven.
Yeah.
Some people are born, I think, holy, favoured, graced by God. Others, I'm not saying You can say we have to work at it. In a way, I guess so. But in another way, we need to surrender more so God works at it in us.
Mm, mm.
And maybe he's being gracious to us now so that when we do die, we are holy because we've already had to suffer to be in pain. I mean, God didn't design it this way.
No.
Because of whatever happened in the Garden of Eden, he said, now I'm sorry, suffering and death has been brought into the world.
Mm.
It wasn't before.
Mm.
There wasn't any pain. There wasn't any suffering.
Mm.
But then it came to whatever happened where we basically said, no, God, we're doing our own way. We're going our own thing.
Mm.
God had to do something to draw us back to him.
Mm.
And I don't fully understand it because I'm trying to do it with my human mindset.
Yep.
But I do know God works it out.
Mm. 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 So the weekly challenge for this week is to pray that prayer of Jesus, I think. To pray for what you're after, but then to ask and say to God, not my will, Lord, but yours be done. And ask God to come and
transform us.
Yeah, that's all right. Make us more holy. So we hope that that has really blessed you. I'm sure it's given you a lot to think about. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.